Welcome to New England Travel, Food, and Home, your podcast from Yankee Magazine. I'm Barbara Hall, and Eastern Connecticut is highlighted in this 32-mile drive that takes you from Lisbon to Woodstock. Prepared by Catherine LeConte and read for us by Katrina Yeager, the trip heads north through the state's quiet corner. Listen in.
This driving tour is in the last Green Valley, a designated National Heritage Corridor that is rich with historic villages and lush farms. The route from Lisbon to Woodstock, Connecticut, was prepared by Catherine LeConte and is brought to you by Yankee Magazine. I'm Katrina Yeager, Associate Editor at Yankee. I like this drive because it takes you through a relatively undeveloped area in the midst of the urban sprawl between Boston and Washington, D.C. And as you'll soon discover, this 32-mile trip through eastern Connecticut portrays a natural gentility. As you drive along Route 169 in the eastern part of the state, it soon becomes clear why this section of Connecticut is called the Quiet Corner. This route, located just off I-395, offers 32 miles of uninterrupted tranquility. In Lisbon, weathered clapboard homesteads appear around every bend. Stone walls flank the road as you come to the Prudence Crandall Museum in Canterbury. Prudence Crandall was a prescient white woman who educated black girls from 1833 to 1834, before a club-wielding mob brought an end to her school. Back on Route 169, giant trees cast long shadows as you pass faded red barns amid fields of corn. The apple orchards and hiking and biking trails just off the road will have you making a mental note to return in the autumn. Continuing on, you soon reach the town of Brooklyn, settled in the 1600s. Past the Brooklyn Fairgrounds, site of the oldest agricultural fair in the country, is a charming 18th-century bed and breakfast called the Friendship Valley Inn. Innkeepers Beverly and Rusty Yates greet guests with glasses of homemade iced tea. For a special treat, visit the Golden Lamb Buttery, part of a 1,000-acre estate just off Route 169. Enjoy a late afternoon hayride. You just might find a glass of Pinot Noir hand-delivered in a 1953 Jaguar. Then relax with a cocktail on the deck, overlooking the lake and meandering stone walls. For dinner, try the roast duckling, the house specialty, which is so tender it falls off the bone. 26 miles from the start of your trip in Woodstock stands Roseland Cottage, a resplendent, raspberry sherbet-colored, Gothic Revival house with maroon trim and dark green shutters. The cottage was built by Henry Bowen, a local boy who moved to New York and struck it rich. He and his family returned to the cottage every summer, and their original furnishings are still on display here. There are many more places waiting for you to discover along the way.
Thanks, Katrina. And here is some essential information about the stops that Katie suggested for this drive. The Prudence Crandall Museum is at Routes 14 and 169 in Canterbury, Connecticut. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays, and admission is $3. According to the Connecticut Commission on Culture and Tourism, Miss Crandall is the state's official heroine. And you can find out more about the Prudence Crandall Museum at 860-546-7800. The Friendship Valley Inn on Pomfret Road in Brooklyn, Connecticut, is on 12 wooded acres in the quiet corner. Rates are $140 to $170 and include a full hearty breakfast. Call 860-779-9696 for more information. The Golden Lamb Buttery is a 1,000-acre estate on Wolf Den Road in Brooklyn, Connecticut. It's open for lunch on Tuesdays through Saturdays and for dinner by reservation only Fridays and Saturdays. The fixed-price meal is $65, and you may call them at 860-774-4423 or go to thegoldenlamb.com. One last stop is Roseland Cottage on Route 169 in Woodstock, Connecticut, one of the historic properties of historic New England. Built in 1846, it's preserved with its original furnishings. It's open for tours June 1 to mid-October, and tickets are $8. Contact those folks at 860-928-4074. For a text version of this tour and a small map, visit yankeefoliage.com and click on Scenic Drives. You'll find a podcast link in each of the drives. Listen there at your computer or download to your iPod or MP3 player. And take it along when you hit the road. This is Barbara Hall. Thanks for listening.